Thus, we have the incredible zechus this week to read Parsha Shmos. In the Parsha, the Torah tells us about the servitude, the barbaric circumstances and conditions that Klal Yisrael endured during our 210 years in Mitzrayim. It wasn't just the labor, it wasn't just the backbreaking labor, but it was the dehumanization of the Jew that Paro was focused on. It wasn't just that he was trying to get cheap labor, a slave labor force. But there was a concerted effort to break our spirit. There was a concerted effort to dehumanize us. There was a concerted effort to make us feel more like beasts of burden than people. And Paro issues a decree, a mind-boggling decree. Paro says to the midwives, he says, here's what I want you to do. If a Jewish woman is giving birth and she's giving birth to a boy, I want you to kill the baby. As the baby is being born, I want you to kill the baby. The Medrash relates that Paro told the midwives, just kill the baby, you'll tell the mother that Nebuch, it was a stillborn, and that's it. Of course, the Medrash understands that Paro's decree was rooted in a report that he received from his astrologers, from his sorcerers, that there's going to be a savior born to the Jewish people who will ultimately defeat Paro. So Paro, in his rush to solidify his power, gives forward this incredibly barbaric decree. Tells them ultimately again, destroy the Jewish baby boys, you could allow the girls to live. And the Torah says something amazing. The Torah says, Vayu kiyaru hamiyaldos asa elokim veyas lahem batim. So the Torah, of course, tells us that the midwives, and were there identified by the Gemara Shifra and Pua, Miriam and Yocheved, did not follow Paro's decree. Instead, again, they delivered healthy Jewish baby boys. They took care of the babies, sustained the babies, as the Medrash relates, even in certain circumstances, were helpful in hiding the babies. And they give Paro the excuse that the truth is the Jewish women themselves are very skilled in childbirth. By the time we get there to aid in the delivery, the babies are already born. So Paro, it's not that we're not complying with your decree. It's just by the time we get there, it's too late. Meaning, Paro's plan only worked if there was an element of subterfuge, if there was an element of trickery, meaning the goal was let the midwives kill the babies before the mothers are even aware. But if the midwives are only getting there once the baby's born, the baby's alive, the baby's viable, so there's no way for them to kill the Jewish baby boys. That was the excuse they give to Paro. So the Torah says, this is in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, chapter 1, verse 21, Vayhu kiyaru hamiyaldos esa elokim vayas. So the way we normally translate this is, because the miyaldos, the midwives, Yiru, feared God, therefore God made for them homes. And Rashi HaKadosh understands, made for them homes, indicates to us that Shifra and Pua, Miriam and Yocheved themselves were blessed in becoming the mothers of great families, of great dynasties. There's a midah keneged midah, a certain level of reciprocity here. Miriam and Yocheved took great personal risk in order to sustain the Jewish families of others, to build the Jewish families of others, and therefore, bayas lahem batim, Hashem rewards them in measure, and they are given homes. They become the matriarchs themselves of illustrious families. And I saw a beautiful insight by the Mea Shiloach, the Ishbitzer Rebbe. And he says something amazing. He quotes, he says, Yiras basar v'adam eina mevia yishav hadas, ki ha-yira hi ha-hepach mimenucha. If you think about, says the Ishbitzer, the emotion of fear. Fear is a very jarring emotion. When a person is in a state of fear, it often prevents them from thinking clearly, right? Fear clouds judgment, emotion overtakes. Fear often prevents one from thinking rationally and logically. That's his lashon. Ki yira hi ahefech mimenucha. Because generally, in order to go ahead and make level-headed decisions, a person has to have a certain level of inner tranquility, inner equilibrium. And we know that when a person is in a state of fear, we know this from our own lives, when you're in a state of fear, it's difficult to think things through. It's difficult to gain a true understanding. It's difficult to make rational, logical, and sometimes good decisions. But says the Rebbe something amazing. Aval yiras shamayim. But when you speak about fear of heaven, that's different than regular fear. Yesh ima minuchas hanefesh. Yiras shamayim, or a fear, we'll translate the word a little bit better in just a moment. A fear of God, that engenders a certain level of inner tranquility and inner equilibrium. Says the Rebbe, V'zesh omer akosuv, v'ahi ki yaru hamiyaldos esa elokim, v'yas lahem batim. This is such an incredible idea. Where did Miriam and Yocheved gain the courage to do what they did? How were they willing to defy the edict of Pharaoh? To lie to Pharaoh. Pharaoh was a smart man. Pharaoh was a smart guy. He must have definitely seen through the lie. They must have known that they were putting their own lives in risk. Yet they did it. Why? Because they possessed Yiras Shamayim. Because they possessed this fear of heaven. Ultimately, again, that fear of heaven instilled with them the level of inner tranquility, inner equilibrium, to be able to make the right life decisions. So this is incredible, beautiful. The Be'ezhet Mitzvah teaches us an incredible yisod. The concept of Yiras Hashem, which we often translate as fear of God. You know, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berdichev says, Yiras Hashem doesn't mean fear, because when you fear something, you generally distance yourself from it. But rather, as we've said in the past, Yiras Hashem really means an awe or a reverence of God. When you have an awe or a reverence of something, you know that there's a distance between that thing and you, but you yearn so badly to come close to it. And here the Ishbitzer teaches us something dramatically amazing. Whereas in the rest of life, fear is an emotion that should be avoided, because fear often stands in the way of rational thought. Fear stands in the way of proper decision making. Fear stands in the way of living life in a well thought out fashion. Yiras Hashem, a reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing the Ribono Shel Olam into my life day in and day out, allowing God to enter in, as the Kutzker said, wherever you're willing to let him in, endows me with a level of life tranquility. And that life tranquility allows me to make better decisions. Or in other words, says the Ishbitzer, the stronger your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closer you feel to God, the more tranquility you possess. And the more tranquility you possess, the better the quality of your decision making. And lest you think, come on, how do you know that? Says the Ishbitzer, it's a mefurash pasuk. It's an often a pasuk, it's an explicit pasuk in the Torah. Perek Aleph, pasuk Chaf Aleph. How were Miriam and Yocheved able to take such heroic action, despite the fact that they were absolutely, unequivocally, undoubtedly putting themselves in harm's way? Vayhi ki yaru hamiyaldos esa elokim. Ultimately, again, because they had that Yiras Hashem, not a fear of God, but a reverence of God. Because Miriam and Yocheved were able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into every aspect of their lives, that relationship with God, that closeness with God, that connection to God, gives a person a level of life tranquility and inner equilibrium. And when you have that, you see the world with a clearer vision. You see yourself with clearer vision. And you're able to make better quality decisions. That is the power. You see, often we think we measure the importance of a relationship with God often in its impact in the afterlife, in the world to come, Olam Haba. And sometimes we fail to recognize the full impact of a relationship with Hashem in Olam Hazeh. He or she who has a beautiful connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a better quality of life in this world. And that's not because of any reward you're going to get. That's not because of schar. That's not because of the avoidance of onesh, the avoidance of punishment. But rather it's because that relationship engenders clarity. And clarity allows for better decision making. Says the Ishbitzer, what's the end of the pasuk? Vayu kiyara hamayaldos esalukim. So because Miriam and Yocheved had this incredible Yiras Hashem, this reverence of God, they had inner equilibrium, inner tranquility, therefore clarity, therefore able to make the right life decisions. Vayas lahem batim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them to fashion homes. Homes, says the Ishbitzer, ultimately again refers to what? Refers to homes of accomplishment. Ultimately, they were able to build an edifice of accomplishment. Because when you're able to make good decisions in life, you're able to gain traction. You're able to build an edifice. You're able to create something. You're able to move your life forward. You're able to accomplish. You're able to do. You're able to grow. This is the power of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, what's true, what was true for Miriam Yocheved, is equally as true for us. We have to really find ways to bring Hashem into our everyday lives. And there are so many built-in ways, just sometimes we don't take full advantage of them. When we daven, you know, the difference between bringing God into your life through prayer versus just checking off the box of a behavioral obligation is just a few more minutes or a few more moments of kavana. A little bit more concentration in tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in my life. A little bit more thought before I make a bracha, God is in my life. A little bit more effort before the performance of a mitzvah, God is in my life. Going out of my way to be a little bit nicer to someone, even though they maybe quote unquote don't deserve it, I'm bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my life. Each and every one of these things are ways in which we bring the Ribono Shel Olam into our lives. The way we concretize and solidify the relationship. The stronger the relationship, the greater the life tranquility and equilibrium. The more intense the tranquility and equilibrium, the greater degree of life clarity. And the greater the degree of life clarity, the better the quality of the decisions that I make. May we be Zochem Mirtz Hashem to find this clarity, to make these good decisions, to find this koach of Miriam and Yocheved inculcated within ourselves. And in Mirtz Hashem, build our batim, our homes, of accomplishment as well. Wishing everyone a restful, beautiful, and restorative Shabbos Kodesh.